My name is Trip Gorman, and in this episode of SME VC, I spoke with Eric Yanez, the founder and CEO of Hola Casa. Before founding Hola Casa, he was the founder and CEO of Hola Hippo and Mentoreamos. In this episode of SME VC, we discussed how Eric used no-code tools like Canva and Figma instead of a design agency to build out his initial website, how Y Combinator helped catalyze Hola Casa's growth, and how Eric has found success as a solo founder. We talked about all this and more in this episode of Samia VC. Eric, could you start by telling the audience a little bit more about your work history up to and including your current role at Hola Casa?
Hey, Drip. Thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure. My name is Eric. I'm the CEO and founder of Hola Casa. Basically, we are an end-to-end mortgage solution for real estate agents in Latin America.
Amazing. So could you tell us a little bit more about your work history, how you started, and then all the way up until why you founded Hola Casa?
Yes, for sure. I'm 22 years old, so I don't have like a lot of work experience. Hola Casa is like one of my first ones. But I come from a family of real estate agents. So since I was a child, I have been always involved in the real estate industry. And I really like real estate, architecture, and obviously technology. So I have the chance that many summers I work as a real estate agent, and later I work as a mortgage broker. I get my certification and I operate and fill the bank's application with my pen. So it was real nice. So I worked for some months in an internship at GBM, that is like one of the first Mexican unicorns. And there it was like a really great and impactful experience for me, because there I worked mapping all the fintechs and learning a lot about technology and in the space. And I see there like a huge opportunity in the mortgage space. And also I have like this idea of working, like building a mortgage broker platform in Latin America and Mexico. So I started like Hola Hippo first, like a university project. And I get like my first leads. I work with some real estate agents, like helping them with the mortgages from their customers. And later I have the opportunity to get invited to a Start Fellowship, that it's a fellowship in Switzerland. It's 4 months where they help you like to develop more your idea and get connected with European VCs and the tech ecosystem. And that will help me like a lot to like understand better what moves the business and what's important. And I learned that at the beginning, I was like real obsessed building like the landing pages and the logo and the colors. And later I discovered like the most important thing to do is the distribution and how you are going to get your first customers. So I came back from Switzerland to Mexico, and I have the opportunity to raise the first checks from some great investors that believe in us. And basically, we started growing and we started having like our first customers. Later, we applied to YC to Winter 23, and we get lucky and we get accepted. So we were part of the Winter 23 batch. And that's the moment where I believe that Hola Casa really starts, like in January of this year, January 2023. We start like really focusing. I leave college also. I start working and I make like the dropout. And right now we are a team of almost 20 people. We work with almost 150 real estate agents and firms. And we work also with two of the biggest real estate marketplaces. And yeah, that's where what we're doing right now.
Exciting. So there's so much to talk about. The first thing I really want to discuss is like the product. So who is the customer? And then how do you solve that problem for them? And how do you do it better than anybody else?
Yeah, we are an embedded solution. So we are like in the embedded finance space where we do a B2B2C business model. So we work with the best real estate firms, with the best real estate marketplaces and portals. We work also with fintech influencers and all the stuff where we help them and we help them that they can monetize building like a mortgage business. And for the real estate agents, we help them to close the transactions for their customers. 90% of customers in Mexico need a mortgage loan. And the process, it's super slow. It's not efficient. It's not transparent. It's very informal. And the industry is huge. So basically what we're doing here is that we are like standardizing and doing the experience much, much better and for their customers and for them, so they can close more business. So we can get close, we can have an approval letter from a mortgage loan from 1 to 3 days. And traditional mortgage broker can take it from 7 to 14 days. So it's much faster. And obviously, like in every business, time is money. So we give them more chances to can close the transaction. Because when you're a home buyer and you're looking for a property, you have like more possibilities that you're going to close one deal or one property if you do it fast, because you decide with that. So we are working and partnership, and we are getting partners with the best real estate firms and with the best real estate portals to help them with the mortgage of their users.
Amazing. So I see all these logos on the website. It's Banorte, Scotiabank, Citibanamex, Santander, HSBC. So are you allowing the customer to look at all their different options and compare? And then how do you make money?
Yeah, we built like all the platform, and we're very proud that we can help a customer to get a quote in 2 minutes. So instead of waiting for a traditional mortgage broker that can take hours or days to have just a quote, we can do it in 2 minutes. And the way how we make money is that we help all the customers to get all the mortgage consulting with our platform, and also with mortgage experts that we have in the team. And how we make money is when we help the bank to underwrite that mortgage loans, and we receive a success fee for that. So all the process, it's free for the real estate agent and it's free for the home buyer. So it's like a no-brainer to work with us when they decide to get a mortgage loan.
No kidding. And that fee that the banks give you, is that one time, or every time someone pays their mortgage, do you get a piece of it?
Sadly, it's one time, but the way how we work and make like that we can have a more predictable business is working with B2B2C business model, where we partner with big real estate firms that they have customers every month and they have to sell properties every month, because that's the way how they make money. And we help them with all the mortgages of their customers. So it's super important for us like to be the best mortgage broker for them, because we want to work with them for the long time.
And could you tell us a bit more about the difference between Hola Casa and then Hola Casa Pro?
Yeah, for sure. We are B2B2C, we have like the two phases. Like Hola Casa, it's like where all the home buyers receive one and they have like this logo and this experience with their dashboard, B2C and all the stuff. And Hola Casa Pro is the platform where we receive all the B2B partners, like all the real estate agents. They have like their own platform where they have like a CRM. They can see like all the leads that they refer to us, the status. They can have also quotes for the leads. So one of our main values for working with us is that we are like super transparent in all the process, and they can check like the status of their leads on their WhatsApp with WhatsApp notifications that are instantly, and also from our CRM that it's Hola Casa Pro.
Amazing. So we did some broad questions. We understand what Hola Casa is. Let's get into some like super, super granular questions. So you mentioned that, you know, maybe before your time in Switzerland, you cared a lot about how the website looks. And I think you can see that like the website looks amazing. And what does that cost? Do you find a design firm? Do you hire a designer in-house? How did you make this website look this good?
Oh, thank you, first of all. But no, I love to use no-code tools. So obviously we have considered like design options and design agencies, but we believe that right now is not the moment for us. So we'll learn like having how to build great no-code websites and how to design things on Canva and a little thing of Figma. And also we have like a great design team that's coming from our head of product, Alex. So he puts a lot of work in the design team. Yeah.
Very exciting. And then you mentioned the YC. Let's get it right into it. So why did you apply to YC? How was that process? And then, you know, both to get in and then during, how did that really, you know, propel Hola Casa to the next step?
I strongly believe that YC, it's a great option for all Latin American startups. As you know, like here in Mexico, every year, like the tech industry is growing and growing, and that's great. And I'm super excited to see how it's going to be in the next years. But, you know, like having the connections from the VC funds, the angel investors, and most important, in my opinion, like the tech operators, like the guys who build great businesses and can share you like all the feedback and all the learnings that they have. So when you are in the YC community, you can have access to a lot of feedback and really, really useful feedback, like how to check your data, how to check the feedback from the users. And obviously, like one of the most important parts of being in the YC process is to have all the support from Demo Day, and you can raise your round super fast compared from a traditional process. And also, the great thing that YC helps Latin American founders, and especially young founders like me, is like they trust on you. So it's great to have like a great signal from that they are trusting on you. And most of my friends from YC, they're like in their 20s, early 20s. So it's great that they give that chance, because like helps you like to level up all the things with other, like, you know, when you're a startup, you're like in an investment opportunity. So right. It helps you to become more sexy for investors to consider you like an investment opportunity.
And how did you come up with the idea?
I always see like all my family works in real estate. So I saw that my father and all my aunts that work in the family business, they always complain about the mortgage broker. So yeah, when I see my dad like say like, damn, these operations can close faster because the mortgage broker is super slow. And also I started like talking with other users, and I started like having like more information from real estate agents that I get on Instagram. That was like our first acquisition channel. I get like and understand like a lot of the pain that comes from that. And later I quit my job at GBM, and I started working as a mortgage broker, and it was real cool, like to learn how to operate. And I love all the sales process and all the sales things that are related to that. So for me, it was like really obvious that we want to build something in the mortgage space, and also like a great business. You can build a great business here. You can build like a great business in Latin America related to all the mortgage space, because obviously it's like the biggest subcategory in the loan space, because the average mortgage loan is from $100,000. So yeah, and so basically how we started was everything like with WhatsApp, no code forms, and right now we have we are lucky to have like a great technology and product team that helps us with that. But yeah, basically was because I learned how to be a mortgage broker, and I started doing that.
What was it like convincing your parents to drop out of college?
They weren't really happy at the beginning. But yeah, I really asked them for one semester, and that is like the most, I don't know, it's like the the plain vanilla negotiation that you can have when you are considering to be a dropout. And they trust that. And later, we were lucky to have the first investors, the first business investor. And obviously, my family enter also like in the friends and family round. So it was really cool to have like the support of the family.
And so who else was on the team besides you? And who else was on kind of the founding team besides you?
Right now I'm the only founder, and in team we are 18 people.
And you know, you always hear co-founder, but then you know, every once in a while you come across a singular founder. You know, how do you feel when people say, oh, you need a co-founder? Like, what would you say to that? And then what would you say is kind of the pros and cons of, you know, being that sole solo founder?
It's super hard. At the beginning I have a co-founder, and it was great. Like, I think that it's great that you can have like the support of a co-founder, but also like super important to be like super conscious, like being a founder and also like a VC back founder is like super hard. And sadly, my friend JC was like my first co-founder, but he has to leave because he was like in a different personal time with his family and his responsibilities. But yeah, it's hard, but I think that the best way that you can do is that you have to build like a team from people that you trust, and they can help you in the good and the bad times. And that's the thing that really helps you like to grow the business.
I love it. So then between having the idea and then kind of putting it to paper, what were the first hires that you made and where did that money come from? And when did you start kind of making money and then reinvesting that into the business? Like those kind of first 0 to 1 steps, how did you accomplish that with Ola Casa?
Yeah, the beginning, because I learned how to be, and I was like a certified mortgage broker. I got like the first leads from my family business that they trusted me. And also I like start posting things on Facebook and Instagram, and I get like random people that trust on me to get a mortgage loan. So I get like the first mortgages and I start making some money with that. And at the beginning, I hired the first operations people in the operations side that helped me with that. And later with that, we have like the lucky and we have some numbers to get the trust from the first investors. And they put the first checks. I think that it's super important to know, like when you are a young founder, and especially a young founder from an emerging market like Latin America, you need to always consider that you need to have the first results with any money, with no code or building yourself or selling in any way or knowing someone from Instagram or from LinkedIn. But it's super important that you can prove your idea with only a few customers, but you have to learn how to make money. I think that that's super important.
I love it. And then, so this sort of problem, does it exist in the same way in the United States, or how is it solved in the United States / Western Europe? And is this kind of a unique situation for Latin America that is solving a specific emerging market problem, or is this tropicalizing a solution from kind of the US and Europe, or like how did you look to maybe other emerging markets and see what they have done to solve this problem as well?
It's super interesting that even in the US and other countries in Europe, they have a lot of problems in the mortgage industry. And there are some big names working that they're like reference for us, that some that make APOs, some that are unicorns. But the mortgage space, it has been like, it doesn't have like a lot of innovation, and more in Latin America, especially in Mexico. So it's like a huge opportunity where we can tackle, and we're working every day super hard. And our dream is that we want to become the biggest mortgage broker in Mexico and later in Latin America.
Well, you're well on your way. And then what would you change about kind of the mortgage industry at large, knowing what you know now?
I think that one thing that is going to help a lot is when the banks can have like more technology inside of that, then it can help us. That's the first thing. And the second thing that the government also led to be more connected and have more transparent information, and we can close the transaction faster. I'm not telling you that it's going to be 100% offline. That doesn't matter, because it's a huge transaction. Even when you buy an iPhone, sometimes you want to go to the Apple store. More imagine if you're buying an apartment. But the thing here is that if we have more information and more data points from the government and from the banks, it's going to be faster, more transparent, and even cheaper, because it's going to be less labor costs related with that.
Yeah, let's dive more into kind of that government component. Were there roadblocks put in place? What were there difficulties with the government? Especially because it appears like the Mexican regulators, in comparison to Brazil, are maybe less willing to accept some of these new fintech / financial technologies.
Yeah, the hard things are like a lot of entities, not even like the guys who relate the fintech space, but if you go like down, like the guys who relate like the house market, it's super hard. I mean, there are like a lot of entities, and it depends from each state, and a lot of people that have been working in like that, like all from always. So it's super hard to build technology. But I think that we have a lot of hopes that the notaries and the banks are going to start changing that, and more with players like us. That's the way how I see that this industry is going to work and change in the next 10 years.
So how did you go about attracting those initial angel investors when all you had to really shop around was the idea?
Yeah, thanks for LinkedIn. That was like the best way to start building like the tech network. At the beginning, I didn't know anyone, but I have the lucky to have friends. I started having friends in the industry and other founders that started like giving me a lot of advice. And that was like the first investor that we have. And later we start having like more interest to bigger investors and VC funds. And yeah, that was the way. But at the beginning was like start building like all the network from LinkedIn and been there like from 1 year. Like I started like doing, I started like connecting with everyone like 1 year before that we started raising our first check. It was hard at the beginning, but I really understand that it was like the best way to start having more friends and more introduction. And actually, I'm really grateful from Daniel Stretchman, that it's the co-founder and general partner from 1517 Fund. At the beginning, first that she became our lead investor from 1517 Fund in our round, we start having like a friendship and a mentorship relationship where she gave me like a lot of advice a few years before that she invested in us.
Amazing. I'm going to ask a very broad question right now. What are you most excited about?
I'm really excited about all the things that it's happening right now in Latin American market. You know, obviously, and especially in Mexico, it's going to come some great years with the new sharing and all the investors that are coming to Mexico. And from the tech side, you know, the market is going down in tech, but that is what it is. So we have to work with that. And related with Hola Casa, we are really excited about all the things that we're going to work, all the partnerships that we have in the pipeline, with all the things that we can do. And you know, like our goal here is to become a 10x better option for our customers. So I think that it's like a huge market and we can do a lot of things here to add more value to the customers and for the real estate agents.
So Eric, finally, I have to ask Peter Thiel's famous contrarian question with a uniquely Semilla VC twist. What is one important truth about Mexico or Latin America that very few people agree with you on?
I think that Mexico is going to be the main producer of technology for all the North America. I think that obviously for years, the US has been super important and there are a lot of political and education things that you know, but I think that there are gonna be some great years for Mexico, producing not only engineers, producing not only in the tech industry, but also it's gonna be a lot of innovation from here. Because we are going to be more connected with the US market and the borders are going to be there's going to be a more frictionless way to collaborate and to connect their economies. And it's super interesting because, you know, the California economy is huge. The economy from Texas is huge. And comparing to Mexico, Mexico looks like it's a small market right now, but we're going to be more and more connected with the US and that's going to be huge for the country.
I'm very excited about that as well. Eric, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the Semilla VC podcast and speak with me today.
Thanks, Rip. See you.
Thank you for watching this episode of Semilla VC. Make sure to like and subscribe wherever you view the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Gorman Tripp. And be sure to check out our newsletter, Dealflow LA, which can be found by going to dealflow.la.